Hey, I'm Jessica Burke, the sleep coach just for big kids. As a mom, I know firsthand the sleep struggles that can happen when kids move from a crib to a big kid bed. Big kids are opinionated and strong-willed, and they can really wear down our patients at night. With over 7 years of experience helping exhausted families, I'll give you actionable advice that you can use right away to get everyone sleeping better tonight. Let's get your toddler to sleep. As kids move into that toddler preschool age, they can get more stubborn. They want what they want, when they want it, and it's their way or the highway. And lots of 2 or 3 year olds decide they no longer want to take a nap. There's way more fun things to do than sleep. So what are you supposed to do if your stubborn toddler decides they don't want to nap anymore? Well, make sure you watch to the end to hear all of these great ideas. The most important thing you need to hear is do not drop that nap too early. I actually like to encourage napping until kids are 4 years old, because if you drop that nap too soon before their body is actually ready, it can rapidly lead to your kid becoming overtired, which really screws with their night sleep. So just because your kid doesn't want to take a nap does not mean that they no longer need to take a nap. Just like if your kid doesn't want to wear a coat to go outside to play in the snow, it doesn't mean they no longer need to wear a coat to go outside and play in the snow. These are parent decisions because sleep is related to your child's health and well-being. First, you need to find the right nap time window. So for kids over 2 years old, that's going to be somewhere between 12:30 and 1:30. Probably closer to 12:30 when your kid is 2, and then moving a little bit later in that range as they get older. And the goal is to have your child napping for at least 1 hour. In the morning, make sure your kid gets outside and ideally gets lots of sun exposure, because that really helps with melatonin production. And also having them, you know, run around and burn off energy before lunch is a great thing to do, because after lunch is the perfect time for a nap. Some kids need a little bit of a wind down period before nap time. So this could mean maybe turning off screens to avoid them getting too kind of overstimulated, doing some calming activities like looking at a book or maybe doing a puzzle or drawing. So, you know, what does your child find calming? Is it looking at a book with you in the chair? Is it having his back scratched? Is it taking some deep breaths? So you can start to do some of these things in kind of a dim room. Then do a short version of your bedtime routine. So kids are real creatures of habit, and that is the point of a routine, to help build the habit that, like, you do these few steps and then you go to sleep. So that could include something like washing hands, having some snuggle time, reading a book, singing a song, and then lights out. If your child is in one of these like nap rebellion stages, I want you to avoid what I call crap naps. This is where kids kind of like doze on the couch while they're watching TV, or maybe fall asleep in the car when you're running errands. This is really going to screw up their sleep, because sleep should happen in their bed. If they take one of these crap naps before their normal nap time, it's likely that they're going to skip their entire nap. So even if they fall asleep for just like 2 minutes, it's going to give their body like a false sense of energy, enough energy to skip that entire hour-long nap. But you can be sure they're still going to be a cranky disaster by bedtime. And if they take one of these crap naps in the afternoon, it's definitely going to screw up their nighttime sleep, because they're not going to be tired enough at bedtime. So the best option for daytime sleep is to sleep around the same time every day in their bed. Having a set schedule like this is the best way to encourage that nap. You can also start to rebrand the nap around the time your kid is like 3 years old, or if you see them kind of starting to rebel against sleep. You can start calling it quiet time instead of nap time. So this is a period during, you know, the middle of the day, during that nap time, where your child will go to their room and have the lights dim, but you're not telling them they have to go to sleep. They can stay in there and do some kind of calm, quiet activity if they like. So what this does is it gives them a chance to fall asleep if their body needs to. They'll be in their room with their bed. But if they don't want to, it still gives them a chance to be kind of away from all the stimulus of the day and gives everybody that midday break. Now, if your child is really resistant to staying in their room for quiet time, I want you to try offering them choices instead of engaging in an argument about how they'd rather be out in the kitchen and hanging out with you. So divert their attention by asking them some other questions like, do you want to wear your clothes for quiet time, or do you want to put PJs on? Do you want to go under the covers, or do you want to stay on top of the covers? Do you want to snuggle this lovey or that lovey? Now, what this does is it gets their brain thinking about the choices that you're giving them, and it moves their brain away from the argument. Your job as the parent is holding that boundary of they are going to stay in their room for quiet time, but you're giving them some choices and something else to focus on. If you don't offer this quiet time and kind of require them to stay in their room, then they may end up ditching this nap too early, and that's what you want to avoid. So don't give up on the nap just because you may be going through a rough patch. I promise your future self will thank you for hanging on to the nap as long as possible. You're here learning new sleep tools because you know how important great sleep is for your kids' health and development. If you want to go even deeper and learn all about my rest method, join me in my next free Toddler Sleep Masterclass. Reserve your spot at toddlersleepmasterclass.com.